but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
It was a tough win for Portland State in the opener. I tuned in on ESPN2 to see it, and was proud to see Portland State football getting some exposure. Outcome didn't go as Bruce Barnum would have liked it. He joins us, as he does every Tuesday here. You were there, man. Take us through what that was like, Tarleton State.
Thanks for having us, John. Number one, quality football team, quality defense, good quarterback, you know, big football team, not as big as our next opponent, BYU, but a sound football team. Click to the Vikes. I'm going to go after myself here. Offensive output was nothing to write home about. And I'm putting that on me. Situations that I don't know if they could be successful in, you know. And then we adjusted at halftime, and between penalties and turnovers and helmets flying off, it didn't work, you know. And then the wheels fell off, essentially. I thought the defense held us in the game, gave us an opportunity to win the game, or make it a game, I should say, through early third quarter, you know, and Vikes came up short. So we have some work offensively, because that cannot happen. The kids work too hard, coaches work too hard to see that, like goose egg.
At the end of the first half, you guys were driving. You got the run game going a little bit. And I felt like if you could get a score in that situation that, you know, you're getting the ball in the second half, a different kind of game. It's easy to say now, but you go, I think it was fourth and four. You opt for a long field goal. The ball hits the goalpost, donks off the goalpost. I mean, it just felt like nothing was going your way at that point. And I just, you know, and the quarterback play, I know you're taking it on you, but you got young guys back there. You guys look young at quarterback.
We are. None of them have played a game. But, you know, you try to prep them for that, obviously, through going live in practice and more making the quarterbacks live. I try to do some things. But, you know, I'm going to maybe trim and change and shine the package a little bit to fit the quarterbacks a little better. And again, you saw what I played through that game.
Mm-hmm.
More in the coffers. I'm going to make sure we have a guy during this preseason that is going to allow us to have success in the big sky. That's what you saw in that second half. I went with 14, yeah. You know, then I went with John, just trying to see who we are and where we're at.
Bruce Barnum's with us, Portland State football coach. They have BYU this week. This is a payday game. This is a money game. You're the rest of the athletic department at Portland State should be thanking you, driving you guys to the airport, doing whatever they can do, because this is the kind of game that pays for everything else. But it doesn't make it any easier for you guys. What's the mentality? How do you prepare for this kind of game?
You know, we do this every year. And actually, that we have three this year. Tarleton paid us also. So this one, you know, they pay the most, John. They pay more than quite a bit more than $500,000. So we are severe underdogs, obviously. They're a big quality football team, storied program. I've always been a fan. I was lucky enough. When I was a pup, I worked close. I met with Norm Chow, who was at BYU for a while. as their OC, trying to learn his world and hit it off a little bit with their head coach, Lavelle Edwards, back there, was able to break bread. I don't know why, but he always used to punch me as hard as he can in my arm. But that's actually when I first heard about Kalani Sitake, and who he was. And so I've kind of followed him. I've been a fan of his. But we're going up against him. We're outmatched. So we're going to do some things to try to get back on track. And, you know, obviously, am I expecting to beat them by 47 points? No. But I need to put something on the field that can move the ball offensively. Try to keep it close. Try to get in the end zone. I mean, my deal is after games like this, right, if Lightning doesn't strike and we don't win it, you know, the athletic department's happy as, you know, Christmas morn. I got to make sure we stay together because the next week is an FCS team.
Yes. You know?
Then we go to Hawaii for a little more money. And then we start FCS all the way through. The trick at this job is keeping them together as your football team and healthy when you leave the preseason.
Yeah, because I know there's been other years where you played Washington or you played Oregon, and I'm going, gosh, if you have the wrong injury in this situation, it kills you for your season, the games that matter. Give us an idea. Okay, so I got to think, what's BYU paying for this game? What does Tarleton pay for? What's Hawaii paying? Are you making $1 million by playing those three games, or what is the total?
Yes. The BYU one, I was supposed to, everything went haywire somehow with all the rescheduling and realignment.
Yeah.
John, I believe I was supposed to play Oregon State, and all of a sudden they came in and told me I was playing BYU. So we got a little, and they don't give me all the numbers. They take it and, you know, hide it in the coffee can sometimes. But I know we got a little from Oregon State. I think this one's up closer to 6-7.
Yeah, I think it's 650. This one's 650, yeah. I think. Yeah.
I know we got 50 from the other one.
Okay.
We just played, so they try to point me to $1 million. And oh, but Hawaii's a little different, John.
Yeah.
They give everybody 200 to go over there, and then they give you your flight. They have trade out, I think, with Hawaiian Airlines. They give you your hotel. They have trade out with Marriott. They give you your buses. They obviously have trade out with the buses, but. And I, you know, back then they wanted to schedule us again. We were there before, right after COVID's. I bumped them up to 225, I think. Just everybody's like, why do you want to do that? I said, because we're Portland State, man. Let's do it if they're going to give it to us. Anyway, we get 225 in the same deal.
So you've got your FCS schedule coming after these payday games. And in the last 4 years, I think you've been about 500 in those games and in conference games. It's hard to get a gauge off that first game. Cause I think with Tarleton State, there's a good chance, you know, that's a top 10 team, might be a top 5 team. You know, we don't know at this point, but how do you keep your kids mentally engaged? You talked about keeping them together. If you go out against BYU and, you know, it's similar to Oregon a couple years ago, you get your brain beat in and you pick up the check, but how do you keep that locker room together?
They're smart. People, John, I talked to them about it. I try to refocus them after this quote preseason is over. You know, I wish I could, you know, honestly, an easier way to do it, but would be to give them a little, you know, NIL chunk off of it. Okay, here's where we're at. Everybody happy? Get a little chunk playing all those money games. Now let's go after the big sky. That'd be a smart way to do it, but that's not allowed right now. But have to make sure my captains, we named our captains. We have to, my biggest thing, you have to talk. Well, I have a young group. They're impressionable. You know, they're listening to me. I just have to make sure they keep doing it. If we do, if they can stay together, John, good things are going to happen, you know.
Give us an idea of the challenges. Cause you know, people will say, oh, they'll see that first game and they go, Portland State should drop football. And I go, You're not just saying Portland State should drop football. You're saying Portland State should drop all sports, because if you drop football, you can't play volleyball. You can't play women's basketball. You can't play softball. You're dropping everything. And they go, what do you mean? And I go, you're talking about a school that, you know, you can't make excuses for this, but I can say you don't have a home football stadium. You're underfunded. You're playing these payday games. And then it's almost like the real season starts when you start playing the FCS teams.
Right. And we would, though, that group of people, if we had the funding of a normal FCS or a high, you know, higher level, what they do scheduling wise, they don't have money games. Mm. They play, they're flipped, I should say. They play the Pioneer League, the non-scholarship FCS teams. There's two wins, and they're in the playoffs. You won five more games in the playoffs.
Mm.
We could be in the playoffs if, but we need that support to get there.
Yeah. So you'd be playing, playoffs, instead of playing BYU, you're playing like Western Oregon.
Well, the Drakes, there's a non-scholarship Pioneer League that it costs right now about, it's gone up to about $275 a game to get them to play, come to your place. Okay. And that's what guys do. And that's what people do in my conference. I mean, the playoff road is pretty easy. It's through scheduling.
Yeah. And I think, you know, you've got a president who I know you like, and I know a lot of pro sports people view her, Ann Cudd, as a somebody who gets it. She knows where the stadium is, for crying out loud. I think in the years past, there have been some presidents who didn't know where the games were or how to get there, or they show up for the spaghetti dinner and that was it. But I think you got the right president, but I think shift in mentality, but that doesn't help you this season. So do you know who you'll start at QB in this next one, or you know, are you going to go by committee again?
It depends what we're going to do, you know. I have Salon, that crew, Coach Sataki's put together, I think, a pretty damn good football team. You know, somebody asked me the other day on staff, comparing to Oregon, you know, because that's the one that people are chasing on the West Coast, as far as I hear and read. I think they're bigger. They've gone a different direction than Oregon. They are big, thick monsters of the Midway, you know. And you go down to Oregon, and they're don't get me wrong, they have the size, but they're the sleek.
Gazelles.
Cheetahs, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the difference between BYU and Oregon, I think. That's the way they've gone. Speed, they've gone power at BYU, so.
The defense, you said there were some bright spots. You know, give us an idea of what you looked at film-wise and thought felt good about.
Well, our tackling was better. Defense is all about tackling, John. Obviously, I mean, it's not a rocket science. And we were better. Don't get me wrong. We still have to work on it. We'll work on it. We worked on it every practice. Today, we got after them. But that's one way you can judge a good defense. You tackling me with the football, if one guy can bring you down with authority, that's a pretty good defense. If you put 11 guys like that together, you know. So our tackling got better. We were out of gaps and we'd hold them, you know. We'd get pop, 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 and then all of a sudden they break one. We need to stop that with our big gap sound, you know. And again, I think there were four people over there that played in a Division I football game, so they want to, so we'll get them there.
Bruce Barnum is with us. I know it's not easy to come on after a game like that, but you've got easier ones ahead of you. Appreciate you making the time for us. What do you want people to know about Portland State football?
Bear with us, you know. Let me pay the bills. And then get your ass out and watch us. I think you'll enjoy it. You know, I think what we're going to put together, and again, it was a little bit of back to the drawing board after that one, but we'll put it together. We'll be fun to watch.
Bruce Barnum, I appreciate you. Thank you for joining us.
All right. Thanks, Joe.
Bruce Barnum, there he goes, Portland State football coach. They got BYU this week. Then they're on to the FCS games. They got a game with Hawaii still. I love what he said there. Let me pay the bills. Bear with us. They still have that November 14th, November 15th weekend game, that Saturday game on the 15th at Providence Park, where they've got Montana State coming to town. I want you to leave it here. I've got some thoughts on the Browns, the Cleveland Browns. Why are we talking about them so much? I've got some thoughts on them coming up. You got the Bald Face Truth.